I think it's going.
All right, it's good to be here this morning. And I have to admit, I'm like Tommy, I've just got a verse on my mind this morning. And I guess I would call this a Christmas message. But I don't want to read just one verse. I want to read 14 verses.
Amen.
Even though verse 14 is really all I'm going to really comment on, I suppose. But in Luke chapter number 2, this would be what I would call the reason we celebrate this season. The Christmas message is pretty much contained right here. And it tells us, and it came to pass. And I like that wording. That means this really did happen.
Amen.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. I wonder why that happened. You know, I know we got separation of church and state, and misconstrued, by the way. But government plays a big part. Now, God sits on the throne above all, and all powers are subject unto Him.
Amen.
Like Tommy commented about Pharaoh, the Bible said that God raised Pharaoh up just to make a name for Himself. And even though Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey Him?" God knew him. And here you got Caesar Augustus, a governmental official, and he passes out a decree that all the world should be taxed. Now the reason he done that was to fulfill a scripture concerning Christ the Savior found in Micah, that He would be born in Bethlehem.
Amen.
So the whole purpose of this decree is just to fulfill the will of God concerning our Savior, that He would fulfill all the scriptures concerning Himself, and He would be born in Bethlehem.
Amen.
And it says, and this taxing was, well, by the way, about our government, let me say this real quick. Proverbs 29 verse 2 says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Righteousness exalteth a nation, and sins a reproach to any people. Now, when I say government, we've got so much corruption in our government right now. And they're not above God. They've got power, but they don't have the kind of power that God has. They're going to fall down like dead men. Wish they'd never exerted their power to do the corrupt things they're doing. But how did they get there? The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that evil men crept in unaware. And men of corrupt minds, their thoughts are evil, their motives are evil. And even though they think they can undermine God, the Bible said God just winks at it and commands men everywhere to repent. They may not repent, but God commanded them to. And if they had any sense at all, and I'm surprised, their ways are being found out. As a matter of fact, I believe it's Numbers 23:32 says, be sure of this, you'll sin and find you out. These guys, their deeds are not hid as thorough as they thought. They're falling like dominoes, like flies. And I'll get off of that because I want to preach about Jesus.
Amen.
But it says, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye is a plural of you. In other words, all ye. Ye, all of you. That's what that means. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, and this is our text verse here, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Father, we thank you for the privilege to stand for your word, Lord, to preach your word. And Lord, we ask for your help. Confess, Lord, our inability to do anything apart from you. You yourself said in John 15, without you we could do nothing, and I don't want to do nothing. I want to do the best I can. I ask you to help me. Forgive me my sins. Ask you, Lord, anoint me from on high. And Lord, give me words, I pray, to give today, that I might be able to give glory and honor to you. And I thank you and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, our Christmas message today, found in verse 14, God wants to give this earth peace. God wants to give this earth goodwill. And that's all in Jesus. Amen. Now, you look over here, John the Baptist was born before Jesus. He's born 6 months before Jesus. And yet John the Baptist said about Jesus, before I am, he was. Jesus was before John. Yet John was born before Jesus. And the reason he could make that statement is he knew who he was and he knew who Jesus was. But here was the statement about John the Baptist. It says, and thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. I'm reading verse 76 of Luke chapter 1. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. God wants this earth to have peace. If I could put an ornament on that Christmas tree over there, it would be an ornament that would say, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Now, you may not have that kind of mind, but God does. God means you no ill will. God's will towards you is good. He wants to bless you. He wants to help you. He wants to love you. He wants to bring joy into your life, into your home, into your family. But you got to let him do it.
That's right.
I told my granddaughter one time, Sister Debbie, I said, you're hard to love, but I love you anyway. Sometimes we make it hard on people to love us.
That's right.
But you know what? God, even with all of the frustrations and the impossibilities that are thrown at him concerning loving us, he never gives up. And the Bible said his mercies are new every morning concerning us. We have new mercy every morning, and we need it every morning. But God's will for the earth is to have peace on earth. Now, you got a man over in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is. He's firing off missiles, and the reason he don't want no peace. And he wants to cause all the problems he can. And I would say that's more political than it is anything. But I believe we've got a president not putting confidence in our president, but putting confidence in prayers that have been prayed on behalf of this country. We've finally seen where we've erred. We've finally seen where we've left the table of God. Man. And we've put that served others, and now we're paying the price for it. Example, I'll give it to you. We used to teach our children about creation in our schools. We brought up children in the love and admonition of the Lord. Even God said about Abraham in Genesis chapter 18, he said, I know him. He'll teach his children and his children's children. That's important what you teach a child.
That's right.
Those terrorists teach those children to hate the Jews, to hate the Christians, and that's why they do. They're never going to quit because they've been taught that. But listen. listen, when you take creation out of the school and you put evolution in its place, here's what happens. The Bible said in Romans chapter 3, verse 18, it says there's no fear of God before their eyes. Someone took it away. Someone took away the very thing that caused someone to think twice about killing someone else.
Right.
Someone took away what causes someone to think twice about robbing or raping or beating or stealing.
Yeah.
Someone took that out.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 6 says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Even though God wants peace on earth, we have took away our own peace and we're causing our own hurt and we're bringing our own problems, and they can't go much farther like they are. Even though God gives us the terms of peace, I mean Jesus in Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6, He's the Prince of Peace. He said in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 22, there is no peace, saith my God, unto the wicked. We have become wicked. We have become rebellious. We have become also ungodly in America.
That's right.
America was raised up right. It was founded right.
Right.
Man has set in order this great country. They've done everything right. I'm surprised that they're able to even undo what those men done. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Oh, by the way, the foundation of God stands sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his.
Amen.
Let everyone in the name of Christ depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Anyway, there's been an attack upon our nation. There's been an attack upon our churches. There's been an attack upon you. There's an attack upon our president right now, because he's trying to undo some of these things that have been done right in broad daylight.
That's right.
A little leaven. Leaven at the whole lump. And we're never going to have peace on earth. And I'll tell you why. Because of sin and Satan and self. Those three are enemies to your own peace. That's why I have to die with self and let Christ reign so I can have peace. Amen. But peace, you can't buy it. Peace, you can't buy it. They don't have a sale on peace. There's only one that can give peace. Amen.
Amen.
We'll put our Christmas presents under the tree. God put his present on the tree.
Right.
And from Emmanuel's veins, blood flowed. Rivers of peace came down from Mount Calvary. From the beaten, parched, bruised lips of Jesus. He said, Father, forgive them. And the petition between God and man was ripped in two, making the way of peace to anyone that wants peace. You can find it in Jesus. Amen.
That's right. Good.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
I still remember the day when I let go of the wheel. And I said, Jesus, you take the wheel. I done made enough mistakes. I'm glad, praise God, he started leading. The Bible said he'll lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I'm telling you, make straight paths for your feet. Follow the way of peace. Amen.
Good.
Woo. What a Christmas message.
God bless you.
God wants you to have peace. God offers peace. He freely gives it. You can have peace right now. I remember one time, Brother Tommy, I was coming on Dolly's. It'd been a terrible day. It was one of the days before Forrest didn't want to deliver. They come out like duck feet. It's tearing, it's awful. It's coming through the sob staggers, coming from out the end, tearing all pieces. It's a terrible day. But I remember I was going home that day, and I crossed the railroad tracks, After I turned off 6880 going south, I crossed the railroad tracks. And I was listening to Christian radio like Brother Tommy's talking about there. And there was a woman called in. It was before King of Kings was on the air. I was on 90.1 where Jesus Christ reigns. This woman called in. And I remember the conversation. She said, I'm a millionaire several times over. She said, but I don't have no peace. She said, I'll give every penny of it right now. Just for one night peace. Just for one night's peace. I'll give it all up. And I'm sitting there thinking, glory to God, I'm richer than I thought I was. That ain't bad. And I got to thinking, boy, how blessed it is to have peace. You can't buy it with money. You can't buy it. They don't have it on sale at Walmart. There's only one that can give you peace. And he wants you to have it. Yeah. Amen.
Glory to God.
That's one of the unspeakable gifts.
Thank you, Jesus.
Peace. Yeah, peace. Your smartphone, it ain't going to give you peace. Music may cause it to get a little dim, but it won't give you peace. Drugs may cause you to not dwell upon it, but it won't give you peace. But I'm telling you that Jesus can give you peace.
Yeah.
And he wants to do it.
Amen.
And
that's all
understood. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I realized how rich I was with Tommy. I thought I ain't got $1 million to do with whatever, but I got peace. And I thought, wow, I had a terrible day at work, but I'm going home with peace. Amen. Woo! Listen, he said peace on earth. Praise God, I got peace. And I got it from him. And he said, goodwill towards men. God's will towards you is good. I thought God was my enemy. I didn't get saved when I was 34 years old. And for 34 years old, I had a misconception of God. I thought if I ever give my life to God, I won't get to do what I want to do. And I won't have no fun no more. I remember as an 18-year-old boy, I remember my grandfather, big, long, lengthy, anchor gunners come up my backyard. I saw him afar off. I sat down with a shirt off with a pack of the rim and beer in my hand. And I let that great grandma put it behind my back. My godly grandfather woke up his grandson and he said, horsefly, I sure wish you'd get saved.
Yeah.
And in the back of my mind, without knowing that in my mouth, I thought, Papa Ed, I'm only 18. Maybe when I'm 81, but not at 18. I don't want to give up my life. Listen, I didn't have no life. I was dead, trespassing and sin, just too ignorant to know it. I didn't know that I'm telling you that life is in him. He's the life of every man that come up into the world. He's the life that life ever made. I'm telling you, he that hath the Son has life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The wrath of God abideth upon him.
Amen.
I didn't know God was my friend. I thought he was my enemy. You know, his will towards me was good. I can't describe to you all the things that I escaped from, flipping cars, motorcycles, and you know, picking on people bigger than me. They could have killed me, Chuck. Rolling cars end over end, motorcycles falling out of trees and doing all kind of stupid stuff. But his will towards me was good.
Amen.
He intervened.
Right.
He spared me. Paul said he found mercy because he did what he did ignorantly. Well, that's what I was. I was doing what I was doing ignorantly. I didn't know God like I do now. Illustration. You know Black Mama? You know Black Mama?
I
didn't
know her by name.
You know her personally? See, that's what I know about. I know Jesus personally. That's what makes a difference. I know in person. I talked to him this morning. We talk a lot. Most of the time we talk about me. I remember one time I was down on my knees and I was down there praying. And I was complaining to God about my son and my daughter. God said, I'll tell you what, let's work on Eddie first. We'll deal with him later. And I found out after I got Eddie straightened out, they looked pretty good. There wasn't no problem with them. The problem was with me. I had to get a mote out of my eye. Amen.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, but God loves you. God's nail-scarred hand reaches out. He says, let me help you. God's nail-scarred hand reaches out and says, let me give you some peace. God's nail-scarred hand reaches out and says, my will toward you is good. Oh, that unspeakable gift that Paul mentioned is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
God wrapped him up in swaddling clothes. God put him in a manger. And he said, I'm offering him. If you'll take him, I'll receive you on his behalf. I'm telling you, he come in this world to save sinners. God's will towards you is good. He wants you to have peace. And apart from him, you'll never have peace.
Right.
Never. You can be religious all you want to. Let me say this about religion. Religions of man. Jonah got out of that whale's belly of religion. And he said, salvation's of the Lord.
Amen.
If you can just get that straight in your mind, religion will never give you salvation. Religion will make you a twofold more child of hell than you already are. I'm telling you what's sad about religion. You'll find out too late your mistake. You see, if you die in religion, you'll find out in Matthew chapter 7. Jesus says in verse 20, 22, I believe it is. He said, many will say to me that day, Lord, have we not cast out devils in your name? Have we not done many mighty works in your name? And he'll say unto them, depart from me, I never knew you.
Right.
The Bible said in John 10, he knows his sheep by name, calls them by name, and though they won't follow, they know his voice. There's a difference between salvation and religion. He's coming back for his. And those that ain't his ain't leaving with him, they're leaving behind. He's only going to pick up his and take his home. I bought something one time at Walmart, got home, realized I paid for it, and forgot it, went back and got it. Why'd you go back? It's mine. I paid for it. It belonged to me now. Listen, I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. He's coming for me. He paid $100. I might not have been worth it, but he paid it anyway. And he said, if I owe any more, he said he paid even more. Amen. I'm telling you, he loves you. I'm telling you, he's got the greatest gift. It's a gift of peace and goodwill and a home called heaven and joy unspeakable and full of glory. I tell you, you get him, you get it all. Amen.
Right, yeah. Good for you.
Woo! I had no idea what I was getting. But it's growing on me. More I learn, more I love him. More I live. The more I want to live for him. I know the world's going to hell, handbasket. I know I'm supposed to try to warn them. I try to tell them about the welcome of God. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him drink of the water of life freely. Whosoever will, let him call upon the name of the Lord, and he shall be saved. I try to tell them about the welcome. But all I can do is tell them about it. They got to ask him to forgive them. They got to ask him to save them.
Yeah.
The Bible said all that come to him, he'll no wise turn them away. My friend, you have not called you ask not. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I may not be able to explain it, but I have experienced it. I feel my head, I sleep like a baby. My wife, she told me, she said, I wish I could sleep like you. I said, honey, just get right with God. It's a package deal. Woo! I do. He give his blood sleep. I believe I can sleep standing up. I'm kind of like a computer. I sit very long. I go in sleep mode. They kind of laugh about it out there at work. It's not really that much of a blessing. Sometimes when you need to stay awake, it ain't a blessing. But I'm just glad I can sleep. And you know what? I didn't know that when I got saved. And he's going to be so good to me. I didn't know he's going to bless me like he does. Just give me all these things and I need any more. He said, give me even more, amen. I'm telling you, it was a good day when a drunk man anyway fell down and defeated Jesus and said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner, amen.
That's right.
And I got that unspeakable gift. This Christmas message, if you don't have no peace today, there's a reason for it. Because you don't have him. If you're worried about where you're going to spend eternity, there's a reason for it. Because you don't have Him. I'm telling you, when you get Him, you'll have peace. And when you get Him, you'll know the good will of God. Because you'll be in the family of God. And all the blessings of God that Tommy mentioned about come down above, they'll start showing up at your doorstep.
Right.
Now, just a poor illustration. Me and my wife went down to Cookeville, Tennessee last month for Thanksgiving. We drove her 2003 Buick Rendezvous down to Cookeville, Tennessee, enjoyed the ride all the way down. We had a big time. We enjoyed the ride all the way back. We got off I-40 at the exit ramp down on Highway 70, and that van overheated, and I turned it off, and there was antifreeze going everywhere. And I read the hood. I thought, this is not good. We're still another hour from the house. My wife, normally, she'd have been sarcastic. Normally, she'd have said something. I knew it wouldn't make it all the way down, all the way back. I knew it was going to give trouble. But no, she didn't. She said, there ain't nothing to do to help. And oh, boy, that helped just her saying it. You know, one word fairly spoken really does a lot of good. It is like golden apples pitching silver. But anyway, she said, there ain't nothing to do to help. I said, no, honey, don't want you to get hurt. Just stay in the van. And I about got hurt. It's blowing antifreeze everywhere. But anyway, remember this. We didn't break down on I-40. We broke down on Highway 70. My wife said right across the road over there, said, U-Haul, y'all ain't going to believe this. They was open. They even had a moving van and a trailer. And we rented the van and the trailer. And we put that Buick Rendezvous on it. And we made it whole out of goodness, grace, and mercy of God. Amen.
Right.
It took me to Thursday morning to get that thing running, but I got it fixed. I put a new radiator in it, new water pump on it, new thermostat in it, new antifreeze in it, fired that baby up, and I said, thank you, Lord, this thing been holding me a hostage for about 5 days now. Ain't no peace at home, mama ain't happy. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
That's why the Bible said, your husband will love him according to knowledge. Fix it fast before it gets out of hand. Listen. God didn't let me break down on I-40. What happened, Brother Tom, when you break down interstate? You got to call that expensive number, don't you?
Oh, my
God. They say, boy, you better have some money. It's going to cost you about a mile, about a half, or whatever. Hey, we broke down on Highway 70, and lo and behold, right across the road, on Thanksgiving Friday, the U-Haul place was open. I got the witness to the guy. Him and his son both lost. I tried to tell him the good news. You know, the Bible said a true witness delivers souls, and he that winneth souls is wise. So he's all the witness and all the truth I could. Plant the seed, you never know, it might come up.
Right.
Anyway, I'll get off of that. Today, I'm done. If you don't have no peace today, there's a reason for that. God's telling you, you got a problem. It's bad right now, but it's going to get even worse.
Right.
If you die in your sin, it's going to be a terrible problem. Because you're going to stand before God in your sin. You're going to be guilty of your sin. And God's going to say, bind them hand and foot. Cast them into everlasting fire where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. God doesn't want that. His will towards you is good.
Right.
Good will towards all men. God wants all men to be saved, Paul said. If you don't have no peace today, there's a reason for it. But I got good news about that. You can have peace today. How can I get it, Brother Eddie? In just a minute here, just raise your hand up and say, Brother Eddie, I don't have no peace. I'll come over and I'll tell you about him. I'll introduce you to him. You see, my grandfather, he told me that day when I had that pastor in behind my back, he had them 1-inch thick glasses on and them big tears looked like bowling balls dripping off his cheeks as he pleaded with his 18-year-old shirtless, lost grandson. He said, horsefly, if you ever change your mind, he said, you come down to my house any hour of the day. And he said, I'll personally introduce you to Jesus. Boy, I wish I'd done that, Brother Tommy. That just slipped through my hand. My grandfather, I was at his funeral before I didn't realize what a blessing. I'm like Esau. I missed the blessing there. Boy, wouldn't that have been good? Went down to Papa Ed. You care to tell me about Jesus? Can you imagine? I mean, I'm fanatic enough as it is. But can you imagine if I got down there and my old grandpa said, let me tell you about it. Oh, taste and see it is good.
Hey.
We may not always take it, but it's always offered. Right now, I'm offering it to you today. You can have Jesus today. Yeah. Yeah. Today. Now's the accepted time. Today's the day. You can have him today. But you know what you got to do? You got to ask him. Yeah. To come into your heart. Take his rightful place upon the throne of your heart. He'll make you whole. You'll say, "Whoa, I got peace." You'll say, "Whoa, his will toward me was good." You'll say, "Whoa, I got joy unspeakable, full of glory." You can have all that today. That's God's gift to you. Father, we thank you for the privilege to preach your word today. Lord, to try our best to put forth the simplicity of Christ, that you came in this world to save sinners. And you're able to save the uttermost from the guttermost. If anybody here today lost, Lord, I pray right now they cry out, "I need somebody to tell me about this Jesus. I need somebody to help me find him." Oh, Lord, help us, I pray. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. I get Brother Tommy, Sister Debbie, if they could.